What if the way to keep an eye on the powerful is to create an office whose whole job is to investigate the government on your behalf? Sweden did that 2 centuries ago, and its weakness is in the news this year. Last series, Venice showed the failure mode. The people guarding the state close ranks and answer only to each other. The modern fix is a watchdog that reports to the public instead of the boss. A watchdog can investigate. The open question is whether it can stop anything, and whether the people it watches can simply remove it. What did Sweden invent? In 1809, the first ombudsman, an office kept deliberately separate from the king and his ministers, with one task, make officials follow the law on the citizens' behalf. Not a judge, not a politician, an independent investigator working for the public. What does that give an ordinary person? Somewhere to turn that isn't the office that wronged them. You file a complaint, and the ombudsman can examine any official, request the records, and report the findings in public. The complaint no longer goes back up the same chain that caused the problem. Did it last? It spread widely, first to Finland and Denmark, then well beyond. Today, more than 200 of these institutions operate in over 100 countries. 2 centuries on, it's one of the most copied designs in government. America built its own version, pointed inward. The Inspector General Act of 1978 placed independent auditors inside more than a dozen federal departments, investigators working down the hall from the people they examine. Oversight embedded in the institution. So what's the recurring weakness? Limited power and no security. Most ombudsmen can only recommend. They can document a problem, not compel a fix. And an inspector general serves at the pleasure of the officials he investigates. Find something inconvenient and you can be removed or left without a budget. Here's the difficulty. A watchdog you can defund, replace, or ignore isn't fully independent. Its leash runs back to the thing it's watching. Independence on paper means little if your job and your budget belong to your subject. So the office tends to work well on routine problems and go quiet on the ones that threaten the people in charge, which is the moment oversight matters most. So Sweden's answer to who watches the powerful was a dedicated watchman for the citizen, a real advance. But a watchman who can only publish a report and who can be dismissed for publishing it still depends on the goodwill of the watched. Appointing the guard isn't enough. He needs the power to act and protection from being removed for acting. Which points to the next safeguard.